Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A note. You may notice that I sound a bit different in this season. That's because I'm not recording in a studio like in season 1. Hoping the entire Conservative Ako team will be vaccinated soon so we can work together in person once more. Hi, baby!
Ako ang nanligaw. At nung ako ay na-reject, hindi ako napikon. And to this day, may asawa na siya. And we're still very good friends. Nakikita kami, I love you. Nag-I love you-han pa kami. Pero ever since then, girl, hindi na ako natakot ma-reject. Atta girl!
Yo! High five, girl. Mom! High five!
High five, sorry, John. Ang saya ko lang, no?
Hi, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. I'm a sex and relationships therapist, and for years I've listened to women talk about their self-doubt, apprehensions, and insecurities in sex. And what I tell them is this: you're okay, you're normal, your story is my story. I want us women to enjoy sex, to see sex as something good, and to own our womanhood in and out of the bedroom. Kaya dito sa Conservative Ako, we'll talk about everything you've always wanted to know about sex and female pleasure. Let's help each other embrace and unleash our inner sexy goddesses. In the last two episodes, we've been talking to women about what Conservative Ako means for them. We heard from a Muslim beauty queen who's also a member of the military, Zizel Dua, about her upbringing and how she stuck to her values throughout adulthood. At the same time, she's looking forward to the sexual adventures she'll have once she's married. Today, we'll have a conversation with two more extraordinary women. Veteran journalist and activist Inday Espina Verona, who's also the co-host of Puma Podcast's news podcast, Teka Teka. And theater actor and activist May Paner, who's also known as Wanna Change. So, Ma'am Inday, conservative ba kayo?
In the normal sense of the word, conservative means unwilling or very reluctant to initiate change or even to follow change, no? So, ganun lang yung kasimple. Whether that's economic, political, or sexual change for that matter. With sexuality, I love learning. I like to say I read everything from the sacred to the profane. Pero sa isang bagay tingin ko, pwede akong matawag conservative. But I probably would not be able to have a relationship with somebody who already is in a relationship. I mean, and again, no disrespect, no, sa iba, kasi may open marriages and all of that. But I think it has to do with the fact that once upon a time, very long time ago, when I was very young, I was on the other end of that equation.
Oh.
And because I felt hurt, I promised myself I would never do anything to do something similar to another person.
So parang sa inyo, ma'am, in terms of being conservative sexually, you're very open to learning and exploring, pero meron kayong rules na sinasabi sa sarili nyo.
It's not so much about the things I will do sexually, but the things, but a relationship matter.
So parang in sex, the act itself, you're open. You're open to exploring. Ay, bonga!
Ito, isang beses na tinawag ako ng may DDS kasi nagalit sa akin. Sabi niya, oh, this sexually confused woman. Sabi ko, hoy, tumigil ka, sinulat ko na yan. I'm not confused because I've written about it. So, you know, I'm bisexual, so what?
Diba? Kayo naman po, Ma'am May.
Well, ako naman, I think conservative nga yung mga decision niya siguro. Ang panghahalawan ay mga tradisyon, mga nakasanayan, mga pinagkalakihan. And I guess in that case, hindi ako conservative. In fact, natatakot nga ako pagka nakakahon ako sa aking mga pagtingin sa buhay. Eh. Parang ang pakiramdam ko sa sarili ko ay parang masikip dyan. Parang mas gusto kong mag-wiggle out of boxes.
Opo, so parang para sa inyo na mismo, kayo yung nagsasabi na hindi nyo kaya sa sarili nyo na tawagin kayong conservative kasi parang hindi kayo umaayon sa tradisyon na kinakahon kayo bilang isang babae. So balik po tayo dun sa inyong mga experiences on sex. Ano? Kasi yun po talaga nga, pakay dito, gusto ko yung mukha nyo, Ma'am Inday. Kasi po, siguro sinasabi ng mga tao na conservative kayo dahil po dun sa mga siguro stereotypes o yung mga iniisip nila na society na kinalakihan nyo. Kasi naman po, diba, wala naman po ako sinasabi, pero iba po yung panahon noon sa panahon ngayon. At yun po yung gusto naming malaman na parang ano po ba yung tinuro sa inyo about sex growing up at paano po kayo namulat dito to consider yourself not conservative even in that aspect. Eh po, Ma'am Inday.
I'm 57 years old. May I don't know, did anybody even talk about sex when we were children? I doubt it. I come from a family with 11 kids. So obviously, you know, my parents had sex. And they were affectionate, but I don't remember anybody ever talking about sex for that matter. And I'll tell you where I learned about sex because we have a house, we had this house full of books. Like every room had books. And one day I was in my parents' room and I there was the lower part of the bookshelf and I picked up a book and I smiled because the title was The Happy Hooker. Sorry. And that was the first time I actually learned and that about sex, and that probably wasn't a very good first time resource for a young girl. I was like, what, 13?
Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
For me, growing up, talagang walang nagturo ng sex. Mga magulang ko, hindi nga yung pinag-uusapan eh. The closest na alam po nag-sex ang mommy daddy ko is nung one time, nakita ko yung mom ko. And up to now, I really see this image very vividly. Nung init siya ng mom ko, sa loob ng kulambo, yung brief ng daddy ko. Ay! Siguro. I mean, that's the closest that I know nag-sex sila. So sa akin, yung pagkakaintindi ko sa sex, actually, nangyari na yan nung nasa theater na nga ata ako eh. Alam mo, mga tao doon, napaka, ang mga usapan, di ba, mas bastos, mas masaya. At yung mga bastos, mas malapit sa sex, mas buhay na buhay ang mga dugo ng mga tao. So ako naman, parang wow! Parang doon ko unang narinig yung mga kwento tungkol sa sex. And tuwang-tuwa ako kasi kasabi ko parang ang saya naman dito sa theater. People talk about sex like they're talking about, you know, what they will wear for today. Parang ganyan. And I felt parang may nagbukas na mundo na parang ay, ang saya-saya naman dito because people talk about paano sila nang hahala, saan sila nang hahala, anong ginagawa nila pag nanghahala sila, o pag nagdudu sila ng mga jowa nila. I mean, down to graphic details of how it's done. And that really titillated me. Kasi even naman nung elementary ko, wala naman akong mga alam sa mga pagbo-boyfriend, pag ganyan. So nakikita ko lang yung mga klasiko na merong ka-holding hands. Alam ko, meron silang mga shota. But as for me, it came very late kasi in my life eh. Kasi na-virginize ako. Ano na yun eh, parang 19... wow, matanda na ako. I can't even remember, but I think I was in my late 20s or early 30s. So that late.
Gusto ko yung mukha ni Ma'am Inday. Wow! Ano pong ibig sabihin nun, Ma'am?
Ibang-ibang nga talaga si May. Magkaibigan kami. Pero ibang-iba yung pinanggalan niya kami. Siya, Pietro. And, you know, the freedom and the wildness of it. Ako, aktivista. Nung panahon namin, sa UP ako, I had dormmates who left to, so we were all 16, thereabouts, no? Freshman kami. And she left because she was going to marry a 30-year-old man. When I was almost 15, going on 16, and I had a boyfriend, I was 15, he was 25, and nobody blinked at that time, no? Although walang nangyari doon, he was protective then. But my dad, of course, was not. My dad was like really scared. They wanted to like, tear the house down. Except na paborito ko ng daddy ko, so medyo nagtitimpi siya, kinausap ang nanay ko. Actually, my nanay was a very wise woman. Ang sabi ng nanay ko, huwag mong pigilan yan kasi hindi naman lumalabas yan ng sarili, dito lang. Basta awa ako dyan sa lalaking yan. Kasi pag nakatungtong yan, pag nakatungtong si Inday sa UP, kakalimutan niya yan. And
What happened? So, I'm like, Inday.
Ma'am, gusto ko pong pag-usapan, no, yung magulang niyo, sabi niyo, alam nila, alam ng daddy niyo na may boyfriend ka. So, okay lang sa kanya. Paano niya nalaman?
Well, there's boyfriend and boyfriends, di ba? Like, when I was in second year, probably my first boyfriend, wala namang ginawa yun kasi hatid-sundo kami sa school eh. So, telebabad lang yan sa telepono. May high school dances kami, magpapaalam pa yun sa older brother and sister ko kung pwede ako ma-slow dance.
Pinayagan kayo. So, hindi bawal.
Hindi ako kailanman nagpaalam sa parents. I mean, even then, it never occurred to me to ask somebody, can I have a boyfriend? Wala lang. But I think people knew that I had one. But kaming siblings, we tried to make each other safe, no? We kept track of each other. So wala naman akong dahilan to stray so far from home because we had a lot of fun at home. And yung older boyfriend ko was actually part of the family circle of friends. So
medyo kampante sila. Kayo naman po, Ma'am May, meron ba kayong mga rules sa bahay nung lumalaki kayo?
In my case, wala eh. Kasi nung time na yon, parang hindi ako nagpaparamdam sa mami ko na meron akong concern about the issue ng mga lalaki, ng mga nanliligaw. Kasi parang nung mga panahon na yon, ang napakapangit pa ng pagtingin ko sa sarili ko. Parang ang feeling ko, hindi ako liligawan, walang papatol sa akin. Kasi nung mga panahon na yun, talagang grabe yung mukha ko, dami-dami kong tagyawa. Talagang may parang tagyawat na gustong tubuan ng
puberty.
It was when actually I mean, thanks to theater, thanks to PETA, na unti-unti kong nalalaman na ang kaligayahan ko, sagot ko. Actually, meron akong naging crush na taga-theater na tumira with me. So I took the initiative kasi sabi ko, my God, nakatira na ito sa bahay ko. Ako pa nagpapakain pero wala namang nangyayari. So sabi ko, Diyos ko, walang mangyayari unless I risk to make the first move, I will never know. So nung gabi na yon, ginapang ko siya dahil dumayalog pa ako. Sabi ko, alam po naman, mukhang hindi mo ako type. Pero sabi ko, pwede bang bigyan natin ng chance ito?
Oy!
Sabi ko, try mo lang. Sabi ko, mabuti naman akong tao. At home ka naman sa akin. In fact, nasa home ko ikaw. And then, muntik may nangyari kasi nga virgin ako noon. Diyos ko, dahil sasakit, napa-aray ako. Yung aray kong yun, di natanguhan. Aba, yung kinaumagahan, nandun siya nakatalong ko sa corner ng kwarto. Siya pa ang nakatalong ko na para bagang upset siya. Sabi ko, kuya, anong nangyari? Sabi ko ngayon sa kanya. Sabi niya, May, what happened? Sabi ko, well, you rejected me. Sabi ko ngayon sa kanya. You rejected me. Tapos, sabi niya, May, we're supposed to be friends. Sabi ko, yeah. Sabi ko, ganyan. Kumbaga, at that point, I knew the consequence of what I did. And so I told him, alam mo kuya, dahil type kita, at ngayon na-realize ko, hindi mo ako type, something has to change. Kasi sabi ko, yung magkasama tayo sa bahay, tapos knowing na parang kung tinutorture ang sarili ko araw-araw, dahil ngayon, alam na alam ko, based on what happened last night, hindi mo ako feel sorry, pero baka kailangan kong humanap ng ibang lugar na titirahan. Kasi I need to protect myself. Kawawa naman ako. Sabi ko sa kanya. And so, he had to leave. Pero feeling ko, that was the best decision I have ever done as a woman. Because really, sabi ko nga, ako ang nanligaw at nung ako ay na-reject, hindi ako napikon. And to this day, may asawa na siya. And we're still very good friends. So, nakikita kami, I love you. Nag-I love you-han pa kami. So, kumbaga, ang ganda na nangyari, sabi ko nga, yun pala yung natutunan ko doon, ano, no guts, no glory. The fact that I emerged na more mature, the same with him, because I was truly honest. And it didn't work out, pero okay lang. Pero ever since then, girl, hindi na ako natakot ma-reject.
Sobrang ganda po nung sinabi nyo na yung nasa kamay mo, yung kasiyahan mo. Natakot kayo pero ginawa nyo ng paraan na sinabi nyo sa kanya dahil gusto nyo siya na, uy, try naman natin to. Parang yun din po yung nagbigay ng lakas ng loob sa inyo to really push moving forward kahit sa ibang tao kasi hindi na kayo natakot ma-reject. Alam nyo na kung ano po yung mangyayari. Ang galing nun! Ang saya maging babae pag gano'n.
Pagkatapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, atta girl!
Yo! High five, mom! High five!
High five tayo dyan. Ang saya ko lang nun.
Experiences niyong yun, say your first sexual experiences, yung mga na-experience niyo dun sa relasyon niyo, paano po ito naka-apekto on how you matured as a sexual woman? Yung pagkababae niyo po?
Ako kasi in advertising, because nag-direct ako ng television commercials, ang lagi kong sinasabi, ang magandang babae, kailangan siyang maputi, matangos ang ilong, payat, matangkad, long straight black hair. Sabi ko, pag i-describe ko yung babaeng yon, hindi yan ang, hindi lahat yan opposite ko. Diba? Pero bakit ang feeling ko naman sa sarili ko, maganda ako. So why am I even telling that, selling that idea that if I look like a Filipina, because this is the way I look, pangit ako. So nung na-realize ko kasi, sabi ko, ayoko na nito, I'm not selling this idea anymore. Nung na-realize ko kasi na maganda ako at hindi ibang tao ang magbibigay sa akin ng standard ng beauty, nagbago na yung paningin ko sa pagkababae ko, nagbago yung paningin ko sa relasyon. Tapos naisip ko na, yun na nga, ako talaga ang sasagot sa kaligayahan ko. Kaya nga nung nangyari yun, naging napakasaya ko. And in fact, mula noon natuto na akong mag-discover how I can make myself happy. Bumibili na ako ng sex toys, nagdirigal sa akin ng sex toy. Pagkatapos, meron nanligaw sa akin na sobrang niya akong niligawan, may asawa siya, umatol ako. You know, and sabi ko, teka muna, hindi ko ito alam, hindi ko ito kaya. Pero nung naisip ko na parang ano ba ang kailangan kong isipin para ako gawin ito. So nung nasabi ko sa nanligaw sa akin, nasabi ko, uy ha, basta't doon sa hierarchy, basta't nandun lang ako sa dito. Hindi naman ako manggugulo. Pero gusto ko lang makaramdam ng pagmamahal. So kung okay sa'yo yun, hindi ako mag-aagaw, dito lang ako, siya ang priority, doon ako sa dulo. Basta pag may free time tayo, edi tayong dalawa. Pero pag nakakagulo ko, e-chapwera mo ko, eject mo ko, wala akong problema dyan, ha? And so, okay kaming dalawa. But after some time, nung sinabi niyang may mukhang nakakahalata na si Missy, sabi ko, ayaw mo mo ipakilala mo ko kay Missy. Sabihin mo, ayaw magmahal ng isa. Sabi ko, try mo lang. Kasi sabi ko, ang ganda-ganda ko, lagi ako nakatago dahil ayaw mo. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, alam mo, kung saan nakaya lang ng misis ko, gagawin ko yan. Pero alam kong hindi. Eh, o di sige. Sabi ko naman ng umpisa, hindi ba? Pagkakailangan lang mag-let go ako. And so I did. Sabi ko lang, oh, that relationship served its purpose with me and it's done. So it's done. So natuto rin ako mag-Tinder, nag-Tinder date ako.
Ay! Tiyan!
Oo, pero kasi natatakot ako nun sa mga Pilipino kasi nakikilala nila ako. And nung misa nga, minaka-tinder dito ako, akala ko foreigner. Yung pala, Pilipino. Diyos ko, after some time, dahi, pa-picture na pa-picture with me, tapos nitindahan ako ng produkto. Ipo-post doon yun sa Facebook. Saan ko, hayop, mag-less, so, noon natuto na ako.
Ginawa ka influence.
Ginawa akong, oo, para maitindi yung mga produkto niya.
Ma'am Inday, kayo naman po. Ano ang inyong mga kwento?
May isang bagay siguro where some people will say, I'm conservative. I need actually to be friends with a person before I actually have sex with a person. But also because, you know, when your reputation precedes you and somebody says, oh, you want to date Inday, and everybody goes like, she's a rabble rouser. So it's a reputation that precedes you. And everybody thinks that you're fierce and you're this swashbuckling journalist 24/7, which is tough luck for them. Because my friends will tell you, they will tell you, and probably my partners will tell you that after I put down, I shut off actually. And I'm like probably the ditziest, most space cadet-y person.
Oh, yes!
Pero nung nasa US ako for 1 year.
Yun na! Ang foreigner!
No, it wasn't a matter of foreigner, I think. It was a matter that nobody really knew who I was.
Yeah.
I was this cute, red, brownish-skinned little Asian girl. Okay.
Oh, yes!
And I know that's a source of discrimination and probably as negative social constructs para sa ibang mga babae. But for me, it was refreshing because suddenly nobody was thinking twice before speaking in front of me.
Okay.
Plus, of course, like everybody was much taller than I was. So mas parang feeling ko, I am cute-cute ko dito, parang ganito. And by the time I would actually go my couple of dates and I would actually tell them who I really was, okay na. Tao na ako sa kanila, hindi ako editor.
Opo, hindi ka na nakakatakot.
Hindi na.
Kasi nakita ka na nila who you are talaga. Ano po ba yung mga experiences nyo na yun nga po, parang when in bed, it made you find who you are, yung kaligayahan nyo po, and it made you validate, parang it validated your sense of womanhood.
I like people who are gentle to me, but I like strong people, whether they're guys or gals, you know, assertive. Hindi naman ako pillow princess, ha? Pero, you know, it's not like I lie there and die there and ano. Hindi ganun. I can be, you know, I can be as creative and frisky and adventurous. But by nature, I like people who take the lead. And I, sabi na natin, I like to be dominated a little bit.
Hi, Chad!
And for that, you need to trust somebody. Pag hindi kasi yan, hindi yan in a trust relationship, ang magiging, ano niyan, abuso.
Thank you, ma'am. Gusto ko po yung sobrang specific na punta tayo dun sa dominant and submissive. Alam na alam niyo, ha?
As the same way, I look for my first butch lover. Because I think, I want to explore. Wala naman ako may nagustuhan, ever. Pero sabi ko, politically, let me see. And then when, you know, I like the relation, I like the ideas. And then one day I told my friend, wait, sandali lang. 1.5 years na ako sa lesbian organization, wala na akong girlfriend. Ever, sabi ko, hanapan mo ako. Sabi niya, ha? Sabi niya, akala mo sa akin, restaurant, ganon. But anyway, sabi ko, but how will I know if I'm really, you know, if I'm really attracted to women, if I, you know, sabi niya, di ba ganap, hindi ako marunong maganap, which is true.
Mamang nakita ko dun sa sinabi niyo is, even from the start, yun na talaga yung nature niyo. It's really to teach yourself by exploring and by being more curious about what's sexual for you. And how you will relate to other people in terms of your sexual relationship. Ang saya noon, Ma'am May! Kayo naman po. Ano po ba yung mga experiences niyo doon?
Habang nag-grow ako bilang babae, bilang aktivista, bilang tao, mas naging malinaw sa akin kung ano yung ano yung masarap, ano yung masaya. At saka ano ko yun, nahihingi ko. Pag halimbawa gusto ko mas maging playful, mas playful kami. Meron pa akong isang naging lover na nag-ano kami, nag-roleplaying kami. Di ba? Pag sinabi niyang slave kita, ako pa artista ang lola mo, di acting na acting naman.
Oo, yun!
Di ba yung ina-act? Parang sa akin, ang saya-saya. Kasi pag halimbawa, empowered ka na babae, tapos hindi ka nagagamit para ka lang parausan. Kung hindi, pareho kayong nagiging masaya pagka ginagawa niya yun. And I think that came because mas conscious na ako. Hindi na ako yung parang, at saka mataas rin ang aking siguro presyo sa sarili. Para kung, hoy, excuse me, hindi to just na chinuchok-chok-chok-chok mo lang, ha? Aba, ako si May Panel. Parang, ano mo yun? Yung meron akong
gano'ng
pagtingin na parang, you know, mapagmahal ako, mapagbigay ako, maroon ako magpaligaya. And then, because they know that of me, they also, they're very respectful of also my needs. At saka yung mga boy, like kung mga huli, they make sure na ano ako, na nag-o-orgasm muna ako bago sila. Ay, naku, tuwang-tuwa ako niyan. Kasi, di ba, yung parang, grabe, yung talagang, okay ka na ba? Are you sure? Gusto mo isa pa? Habi ko, okay na, kota na, kota na, te. Pati, okay na. Okay na. Bago sila to work on their own orgasm, they make sure that ma-reach ko yun. At kung ilang beses ko gusto, bago sila. Ay, dahi bonggang-bongga sa akin yan.
At saka, haba ng hair!
Haba ng hair to dahi. Kailangan mahaba ang hair mo. Kasi nga, kung hindi mo rin mag-i-articulate, hindi ba, hindi rin naman, hindi ka naman nila manghuhulaan, hindi naman sila mga manghuhula. So, kailangan medyo alam mo ang gusto mo. And I think napakahalaga noon sa akin, sa aking pagkababae, na yung pleasure na yon ay hindi lang na marating ko, kundi maibigay ko. At nagagawa ko yon pagka kami ay sensitive sa isa't isa at kami ay nag-uusap.
Ang galing! So kasama ng pagiging sensitive at pag-uusap is also the trusting relationship, no? Katulad po nung sinabi ni Ma'am Inday na sobrang importante nun. Ang saya-saya nung takbo ng utak ko ngayon kasi yung sinabi niyo po, Ma'am Inday, na magkaibigan kayo ni Miss May, pero magkaibang magkaiba kayo, nakikita ko rin siya, even in the sexual, siguro sexual values, yung pagdating nung experiences niyo in the bedroom. And it seems as if...
Mas wild yata ako kay May.
I think so too.
Pero kapag tinignan niyo po siya, parang pag kayo po sa kama, Ma'am Inday, it's more on showing your vulnerability. It's more on, this is how I want you to treat me. You're more submissive in that sense. Parang may lambot na onte.
Yeah, I think what I need probably to stress is that being vulnerable and submissive, you can be as wild as you are vulnerable. It's actually in that submission where you can let go of every fierce, emotions and need.
The strength is in the vulnerability. And it's the same with Ma'am May. It's just that when it's presented, parang yung sa inyo, mas soft. Yung kay Ma'am May, medyo assertive. Diba? Parang ganun yung contrast na nakikita ko. But it basically says one thing. It's more on being able to know what you want. Para sa inyo po, Ma'am Inday, it's knowing that you want to explore, you want to learn more, you want to experience. And si Ma'am May naman po, it's knowing that, okay, ito talaga yung gusto ko. Alam ko maganda ako. Nasa akin yung kaligayahan ko. Kaya, I will go for it. I want it. This is what you have to give me. And sobrang ganda nung contrast ng dalawang kwento po para sa mga kababaihan na nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Kasi, hindi siya nakakahon na para sabihin niyo na, okay, liberated kayo po pareho, hindi kayo conservative, hindi isang kwento lang ito. ang tanong ko lang po, given the society that we are in, di ba? Lalo na po nung lumalaki kayo, where punopolis po talaga ang mga babae, paano niyo po nahanap siguro yung the courage to explore, to experience, given the society that we are in?
Ako kasi, precisely because I know the kind of society I am in, I know that it is up to me to be able to bring about the kind of change that I want in society coming from me. Kasi hindi ba, parang babae ako eh, at meron akong lakas. And I'd like to think na the more I am who I am, the more people see me, empowered as I am, the more I can inspire other people.
Ma'am Inday, kayo naman po, how are you able to manage that given the society that we are in?
I came from a family, a clan of strong women, both sides. My grand aunts, they were not exactly the most orthodox women. So we had that kind of example. And while my parents were sarado Katoliko, they were not sarado sa isip. No? In that sense, hindi kami kailanman lumaking sabihin, ang lalaki lang pwede kumanito, ang babae hindi. No? Pantay kami ng mga kapatid namin, mga lalaki. And the only thing that my parents expected is, they taught us according to what they believe. Pero pagkatapos niyan, kayo, karapatan niyo pumili ng landas niyo, pero wala tayong sisihan. Kapag may ginawa kayo at masaktan kayo dahil you went through a different path. They would be there to love you, but sa pamilya namin laging ano eh, you fall down, you get up. Especially if you fall down because you insisted on going one place. So, hindi naging problematic sa akin. Pero maging maingat rin ako kasi alam ko that other members of the LGBTQIA have needed to fight and have been hurt just to be able to have the right to explore their sexuality. Ako, naiintindihan ko that I had it easy because when it came to a time when I just put it down on the table, I've got a girlfriend. I had a position that could not be challenged. I was solid na sa career ko. And it didn't matter anymore. But if I were young, I probably would have faced a lot of jokes, a lot of sexism,
oh, yes,
and everything. It was just that I was older when I came out. I was protected because I had become one of the boys.
Itong mga experiences niyo po, growing up and up until now, in all these years that you were able to know and discover your sexual self and your womanhood, yung pagkababae niyo po, meron pa po ba kayong tanong sa sarili niyo about your sexuality, about yung pagiging babae niyo? Ano pa po yung mga tanong niyo sa sarili niyo about this?
Kami ni Inday naman, we are really parang discovering our divine feminine self and how we as women can fight for justice, for equality, for equal access to opportunities. Kasi syempre napakahalaga, especially si Inday at ako bilang mga aktivista na part pa kami ng babae ako, hindi ba? Napakahalaga sa amin yung aming kamulatan at yung aming pagkamulat ay meron kaming marating na mas malayong vision about ourselves and for other women in our country most especially.
So sa inyo po, parang it's knowing who you are, knowing what you want to do, and being able to affect other women and influence other women so that it's, you know, it becomes generational equality. Kayo po, Ma'am Inday.
Okay, I think I've reached a point. Naalala ko, I had a conversation with a friend last year. And sabi niya, sige, pero hindi ka naman, bisexual ka ba talaga? Kasi parang ang tagal mo bago mag-shift. Sabi ko, bakit? Hindi, ano akala mo sa bisexual? Kiranking na, ngayon babae, bukas lalaki. Hindi naman ganun na. It just means somebody can be attracted to both men and women, no? So, napasok ako dyan sa gitna ng yung non-binary na debate. Ano? Tapos biglang, pansexual. Sabi ko, ano naman yung pansexual? Does it like anything that moves? Something ganun. Parang, pinasok ko, And then finally, nag-uusap kami. So sabi ko, you know, it used to be that, okay, I was hetero because the only thing I really loved before was boys. And then I was bisexual because I was able to like men and women. I was like, sabi ko, teka. So kung non-binary, sabi ko, I don't have a problem with trans men because physically lang, that's kind of my type. It depends on how they navigate yung journey nila. Because I don't fall in love with genders or sexual identities. I fall in love with people. And so sabi ko, so sabi, okay, trans man, pwede. Trans woman, ganun. Hindi ko type ang vavavoom eh. Kasi kailangan ako ang vavavoom.
Ikaw ang vavavoom. Yes.
So, lahat, sabi ko, I think the only thing stopping me is because most trans women I've met are vavavoom. And it's just physically not my type. But if there was a trans woman who was androgynous and what, why not? Okay, what does that make me now? And in the end, probably I just thrown out labels out of the way. And it's just that I get interested in people. I fall in love with people. And I have sex with people. It doesn't
take I love it.
What?
Ano po ba ang maipapayo nyo para sa mga kababaihan?
Go grab at a chance for your happiness. No? And in the end, really, there's only one standard that we should keep in mind. It's that as long as you don't deliberately hurt people and as long as you try to be kind and just to everyone, like, it's nobody's business what you do with your body and what you do with your love.
Well, ako naman, babae ka, di ba? You have the power. It's there within you. And unleash that power. Discover yourself, di ba? And never ever come from fear. Because life is too short. Just know what it is that you like and enjoy discovering yourself. And you are deserving of all the pleasure that you can imagine. So go ahead. You know? Keep rising.
Ang pagiging conservative ay nasa sa atin. We will be the ones to define what conservative means for us. We make our own rules as we experience things to enjoy life and also to protect ourselves. As long as we're not hurting anyone, and that includes ourselves in this whole process. Remember, it's our bodies, our sexual selves, and our lives. Hence, it's our choice. And that was the third episode of Conservative Ako Season 2. Again, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast.
This episode was produced by Trisha Aquino and edited by Nico Bolante.
From being conservative, we move on to another C in our next episode. C for consent. Don't miss it. Subscribe to Conservative Ako on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And let's continue the conversation online. Like Conservative Ako on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the Conservative Ako community on FB.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.